Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Laid, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am Stephanie Wallace, your host, and tonight we are going to be talking about keeping up appearances and how when you look good, you feel good. I recently had a conversation with a group of women, a group of lovely women, actually, and one of the things that we were talking about is how sometimes as people living with disabilities, sometimes we let ourselves go. I don't know, you know, exactly why. You know, sometimes I know we get up and we feel like crap, really. I have my days. You know, I have some days when, you know, I feel like crap, but I go ahead and I, you know, get dressed, put that on, you know, maybe put a wig on, look a little cute, whatever. And it does boost my confidence. You know, it does make me feel better. And, you know, I get to go on with the selfies, you know, and whatnot. But, you know, it's just, it's a matter of what happens to us that sometimes we let our appearance decline, and how does that affect how other people take you in? You know, do you, I mean, I'm supposing that, you know, you have different levels of, you do have different levels of your ability, things that you can and cannot do for yourself. Some people are unable to groom themselves or take care of themselves physically, you know, so they need people to help them. And we'll start there. We'll categorize. And we'll start there with people who need help in getting dressed, in cleaning them, you know, in washing and bathing and things of that nature. And in those instances, it's up to the caretakers to make sure that, you know, the person is presentable. And by presentable, we don't mean high fashion, you know, or anything. It doesn't have to be high fashion. But you are responsible for making sure that this person is clean and well-kept. You know, that includes the hair, the clothes that they have on, if they have equipment. You know, let's be a little discreet with the equipment. You know, one of the things that the group, you know, that we were speaking, the ladies I was speaking to, we brought up, was sometimes you can see, you know, different equipment that a person may need that is showing, that's visible, that's really not appropriate, we'll say. You know, maybe they may have a urine bag or something like that, or they need chucks for, you know, their chair or something like that. You know, these things can be discreetly, they can be used discreetly. Because what happens, and this is in my opinion, what happens is that if you bring your client out like that, your client is then viewed as a patient. And a person is more than just a patient. They may be a patient to you, but they're not just a patient. They're still a person, and they deserve dignity. You know, so give them the dignity of going out without letting all of their issues show, without letting it all be visible. The chair is not an excuse for, you know, looking however, you know. So, oh, again, I'm sorry. I just want to let you guys know today's show is going to be short and sweet because your host is not feeling very well. It got a little achy and, you know, aches and pains today. But back to, you know, what I was talking about. So we'll go into another category. Maybe some people who need help and won't ask for help. I fall into that category myself sometimes. But, you know, on there are certain days when you feel better than others. So maybe on your worst days, you may need help bathing. You may need help dressing. You may need help, you know. And some of us, like myself, have too much pride to say, I need help, you know. Because really, if you have been an independent person, perhaps you don't want anybody helping you bathe or anybody helping you dress, helping you pull up your pants or, you know, whatever the situation is. And, you know, this may cause a little bit of a decline in your appearance. You know, or maybe some of us just don't care anymore. You know, and so how do you get back to caring about what you look like? And do you think this really does have an effect on if people view you as, we're going to say, dateable, approachable? You know, does somebody want to approach you if you have on wrinkled clothes? Does somebody want to approach you if your chucks are showing under your chair? Does somebody want to approach you if your urine bag is showing? Or, you know, things of that nature. You know, how do we pick it up so that we could feel better? Because when you look good, you feel good. Most of the times, I'm not going to say this all the time, but oftentimes it boosts your confidence. It boosts your self-esteem when you walk out the door looking good. Or when you ever just got your hair done, or, you know, just got a nice fresh shave and a haircut, you know, whatever. And you look at yourself and it's like, you know. And it's a lot of upkeep, it is. It is. It's a lot of upkeep. But, you know, are you willing to do it for the sake of your self-esteem? Are you willing to do it for the sake of how you feel when you have to go out that door? Or is it okay to you to just, you know, be, you know, do you feel sometimes that maybe people look at the wheelchair and the wheelchair is a coverall, like, okay, they're disabled, they, you know, it doesn't matter what they look like or smell like or whatever, you know, I don't know. I see I have a caller, and I wonder if this is my caller that doesn't like to talk. Well, let's see. Caller 3721, this is Stephanie. You're on the air.
Hey, well, how are you? Roberto.
I'm fine. Roberto.
Yeah. I should
know this number by heart.
Definitely today I had to call in because, you know, when I seen what you were talking about, oh, yes, definitely appearance. It definitely does matter, you know. I myself, you know, I at one time didn't really care too much for my appearance, but, you know, I'm starting to come around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what is bringing you around? What's made you come around?
Well, just the fact of, you know, wanting to be out there, wanting more for myself, you know. You know, you know, wanting to live a better life overall.
Okay.
Happier life, you know.
Has it made a difference for you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I remember the days, you know, when I used to have so many bad hair days and, you know, my hair would just be sticking up all over the place. And, you know, I just didn't care, you know. I was like, but now,
so
you
did
know,
you,
like,
at that time, did you feel that the chair, your chair, was like an excuse? You know, like, oh, what the hell, nobody expects much from me anyway?
You know what, for me personally, you know, no, not, I didn't even really think about the chair. What I really thought about was like, you know, nobody never really told me how I should groom or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just me personally, you know, because I was born with a disability. So it's like, for me, you know, I just, you know, I felt like, you know, nobody really was on top of me about my appearance, so to speak, you know. So it's something that, you know, I have to kind of take upon myself to start caring more, or like, you know, I want to look like this, or I don't want to look like that, or, you know, I hate, you know, it's like nowadays I hate having a bad hair day. So, you know, I'll try to make an effort to, you know, not have my hair stand up or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
now,
you know, yeah.
When you see women, you know, specifically women with disabilities, who do not put a lot into their appearance. Well, one, can you tell the difference between women who take time and women who just say whatever?
Me personally, no, I can't really. I have difficulty with that because I'm visually impaired, so it's hard to have trouble seeing detail. So, you know,
okay.
No. But for me personally, you know, like, I can feel it. If you know, I mean, you know, you just get this feeling, you know, if I feel like I don't look good, I don't like it, you know, so I have to, you know, I take steps in trying to, you know, making sure that, I look presentable, I smell decent,
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, because one of the things me and the ladies were talking about was how sometimes, you see disabled people and they do not put a lot into their appearance, or their caretakers maybe don't put a lot into their appearance. I know I'm visually impaired also. And but I can see myself, but I can't see really, really good detail. Like if I have lint on my clothes, I can't see it.
Exactly.
You know, and I had these pants that I love them. They were very comfortable. And my aide, one day she said to me, she said, you can't wear those pants all day anymore. And I really appreciated that, because she did, she could have just, did certain things and that was it. But she took extra, extra, like when I had a fashion show coming up. And I'm really not a girly girl. I'm not a girly girl at all. I really don't like the effort that women have to put, that women tend to put into, their appearance, in the hair all day and the makeup. And I don't do it. I don't like it. I don't,
Right.
But when I do take the time to do it, I do like the results. But, she took time with me. She's like, listen, she was very honest with me. You know what I mean? It's like, look, come on, let's do this. And she helped me do it, and she helped me do it well. And I love the results. Still don't like the work, but I like the results. And she was very caring in that way. And, she knew I couldn't see certain things, or things like that. And she would bring me jewelry, earrings, because she, you look nice in earrings. Here's some earrings. Just as a gift, or things like that. But you have some, unfortunately, there are people, who live with disability who don't have that extra caring person to they can't do it themselves, and they don't have that caring person to take, that extra effort for them, unfortunately, and it makes them live as a patient.
Yeah. And sometimes you may just not be aware of it, You may not even really think about it, Sometimes somebody has to bring it to your attention.
Yeah, and which is difficult, But see, if they were walking around, if they were able-bodied people walking around, then the expectations would be higher.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you are not aware, see, this is what I'm saying, you're like a patient. Like if you're in the hospital, you're around in a gown and what, it don't care. You're in the hospital. Nobody expects you to, be all glamorous or whatever, and you're living as a patient and it's understood. And what I'm saying is when you can't do it for yourself and there are people who are responsible for getting you bathed and getting you dressed and, things like that, and they don't care. You understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to say they don't care at all. They have your chucks showing. They have your bag showing or whatever. They're treating you like a patient, and you're being brought outside as a patient. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, totally.
You're not being given the dignity of being
and
a person. You're being a patient, and I think people deserve more dignity than that, And should you say something when you see somebody else? Maybe you have a friend, an acquaintance, or something like that. Should you say something to the person? Should you say something to the caretaker?
Me personally, I think you should tell your friend, and the friend should tell the caretaker. I think you should tell, as a friend, you should tell your friend, hey, I personally think, discuss it with your friend. Like, do you like how you look? And if your friend says no, then you should tell your friend, since I understand you can't do it, have a conversation with your caretaker to help you.
Right. And I think sometimes maybe even... I sometimes I think maybe even people give up caring when they are in certain positions.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the hell, you know, because, you know, you might not, they might not even know what they look like. You know, they might not even look in the mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if they don't go out,
if they don't go out, they're like, you know, what I got to look good for, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
I know, I'm speaking from firsthand experience. There was a time that I didn't really care, you know, because I didn't really go out. So, like, I felt like, why should I care? I ain't trying to look good or smell good for anybody, you know?
I had those days.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe I shouldn't admit this as a woman, but sometimes I have days when it's like, I don't want to see anybody because I don't want to get out of my bed. I don't want to go jump in the shower. I don't want to go do this and that, so I don't want to see anybody.
No, I can relate to you. Totally.
I have another caller here. Song Series. I'm going to put you on the line. Let me know if you want to talk.
Yes.
Hi,
I'm
how
here.
Are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And who am I speaking to?
Oh, fantastic. This is Annalisa.
Oh, how are you?
I made it. Yay.
Yay.
Great.
Wonderful to hear from you.
Do you
have anything you'd like to add to the conversation?
Sure. I feel that keeping up appearances is a... It is a challenge, but I think it's definitely a worthwhile one. I can say I have at home a host of adaptive tools to help me with that day-to-day process. And some mornings just getting out of bed and making it to the bathroom is the challenge of the day. So admittedly not.
I'm sorry, Norberto is still on the line. Norberto is still on the line with us. I just want to let you know that.
Oh, sure,
so
yes.
It's me, you, and Norberto. Okay.
No problem.
Go ahead.
No problem. It can be a challenge, you know, and on those days where I can barely lift up my arms or barely get out of bed, it's really hard to look in the mirror, you know, especially, you know, when you have, as a woman, you have big fluffy hair and you look kind of like a cotton swab and your eyes have bags and all that. But I try when I have just a little bit more juice, you know, I'll do what I can that day, whether that's just simply, you know, clasping my hair in a little rubber band or putting on a little lipstick. If that's all I can manage, you know, that's what I do. And when I do have good energy days, you know, I will really try to, you know, make the best of it and really go all out. I look for opportunities to have an excuse that says, well, you have to go out, you have to look your best, so give it a push, you know?
So do you find when you look better, you feel better?
I would say so. It usually takes a little while to kind of kick in, especially if I'm trying to compare myself to other ladies, and that can be a big challenge. But, you know, I try very hard to just say, well, look, you know, I put on a smiling face and the makeup is kind of like your war paint. It's your game face. So,
yeah.
Try to put
now, you mentioned you have adaptive devices to help you. And maybe this will be something that will be of help to the audience. Can you explain some of the adaptive devices that you have?
Like you were talking about having pride and wanting to do things for yourself. For example, just to start my day, I have this like mega long shoehorn so that I can put my shoes on my own feet. Admittedly, putting on the pants and taking them off requires some assistance. So that, you know, there's not really much of a tool for except for someone kind and caring
right.
I have in my life. he helps out with that. Hair brushing and stuff is a really big challenge for me. I have trouble lifting my arms above shoulder level. I've been in 3 car accidents on top of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. And so I have a special comb, a big one. There's a couple of companies that sell occupational therapy devices, including things that, you know, for personal grooming. As another example, we have, for both my partner and myself, there's a loop tool that you can use to help button buttons. There are times where my hands are too shaky to do that very well. And when that's absolutely hopeless, you know, in the wintertime it's great because you've got your sweaters, you just kind of throw that on and voila.
Right.
And of course, in the summertime, I have another way of getting around that. I have, it's not a perfect solution, but sundresses are really wonderful because you can just throw them on and instant gorgeous, you know, if you get the
right
size that fits and flatters you, you look instantly wonderful. And there are styles of Crocs as well that they're super comfy shoes for me, and they you know, have a lot of cushioning, and they even come in like they're you know, different types of styles and stuff that they don't have to all look like clogs. They kind of look like little sandals. And yoga pants and stuff that you know, you try to look for stuff without buttons and heavy duty clasps and things like that to make it easier on the arms. And all sorts of there's all sorts of, I have a gazillion hair tools. I really do.
Okay.
to help
me
fix my hair.
Thank you so much, because I think that'll be helpful to our audience, especially people who, you know, are maybe have acquired their disability and don't know about these things. So some of the things I didn't know about, you know, thank you very much.
Yeah,
but,
there's a lot of great stuff.
Okay, what do you think about what we were talking about as far as people who cannot do for themselves and they have to rely on the caretakers, and the caretakers allow the patients to come out looking like, allow the clients to come out looking like a patient. Did you understand what I was talking about, you know, in that respect?
I certainly did. There was a point in time in my life where I was in and out of the hospitals quite a lot. And there was nothing more depressing than, you know, not being able to, my hair was a wreck, my nails were all broken, I had bruises all over my body from repeated injections. And then, you know, not even being, you know, even the basic of bathroom necessities was not being, I wasn't being assisted with that. And that was very difficult. And I've seen that kind of thing. You know, we talk about, you were talking about the bags that people have to wear and the chucks and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, while I haven't been directly in that case, I do think it should be part of the responsibility of the caregiver to, you know, to at least make sure that the basic grooming and basic appearance is taken care of. I think that could do worlds, you know, the just clean skin, you know, nails taken care of, and combed hair. It does a lot.
Yeah.
It makes a lot of difference, for sure.
Right. Now, Norberto, you had said you think that if you were to mention it, you would mention it to your friend. But sometimes you find that the relationship between a caretaker and a client is not always, sometimes the client feels a little intimidated to speak to their caretaker about certain things. Because sometimes you get, you know, you get a caretaker and you kind of feel like, okay, because these are the people who are responsible for you, so you don't want to rock the boat. You understand what I'm saying? And you don't want to say anything that might upset them. And, you know, so you sort of say, okay, I'll leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so in that, you know, because it's a fine line, you know, like who, because I'm wondering myself, who would I speak to? You know,
right.
Because it's one thing I can say to you as a friend of mine, you know, look, you need to speak to your caretaker about this, that, but you may not have the courage or the confidence to speak to your caretaker. And,
right.
You know, do I speak to the caretaker in that instance? So this way it will leave you out of it, so that if you feared any type of, I'm not going to say retaliation, not that I think that, you know, well, some caretakers are like that, but I'm
right.
Any consequence,
right.
You know, of saying anything to your caretaker. You know, because some people really are not, they're just well enough with their caretaker. You know, we'll let it be, whatever. They're not abusing me, so, you know, just leave it alone.
That's true. Well, I still say, you know, you should talk to your friend first. And if, you know, if your friend doesn't feel comfortable talking to the caretaker, then you ask them, would you like me to speak, to your caretaker for you? And if, you know, with your permission, you know, why not, you know?
Right, right. That is a good solution. That is a good solution. Because one of the things, you know, and I've been through it, you know, as far as, you know, just feeling very, having to go out looking, coming. I mean, there are days when I have left out of this house without even looking in the mirror. And I get outside and I'm like, oh, gosh, I didn't even look in the mirror. And then I'll take a selfie. That's my mirror. You know, I'll take a selfie and it's like, oh, God, I can't believe I left the house looking like this. You know, and then it's like, oh, forget it. You know, just go on. As long as nobody's saying anything to me, nobody's running away from me in fear, you know, it's okay. And I get that way sometimes. You know, and then there are times when it's like, oh, I can't leave the house without looking cute. And I don't know, you know, like I said before, I don't like all of the work that goes into it. I really do not like all that work. You know, I just wish we could all live in a world where we could all just be plain. You know,
yeah.
It would be so much easier because the work, and this is even before disability. I couldn't stand the work that went into it. Once I was out of high school, I was over it. I think once I became a mother, that's what it was. Once I became a mother, because the effort and the time went into the children. And a lot of times with children, they're going to get you dirty. They're going to, you don't have the time and the effort to put into yourself. And I have 5 children, so, you know, so I think maybe that's where it went. And I just was done. No more cute shoes, no more. You know, all of that stuff is just, I want to be comfortable, and that's it. You know, and maybe people just want to be comfortable. Maybe that's it, you know, and all of the, you know, what am I trying to say? You know, all of the hoopla that goes into it, maybe it's not comfortable.
I think I understand. I think even when I was a teenager, I didn't fit along with most of the ladies who had spent hours upon hours doing their hair and, you know, putting on the super cat eye makeup and all that stuff. It's not that I don't appreciate all that, and I can definitely, you know, there are some days where I'll go and I'll put that level of effort into my appearance. But for the most part, I just thought it was way too complex. If somebody's going to like me, they're going to like me for who I am. As long as I keep up, you know, the basics, that's it.
Right. And when you think about it, you know, it's going to, you have to come out of that makeup, you know, at some time. If you're going to have a relationship with a person, you're not going to be made up all the time. Not going to be at your best all the time.
Yep.
You know, so that person has to get to like you and know you for just you.
Mm-hmm. I got,
you know, without all
here.
Of the bells and whistles.
Well, yeah, you know, if you're with somebody and they can still find you attractive with, you know, with you looking at your worth, that's a good indication that they like you for you.
That's true.
Yeah. But then too, you have just attracting people, to put in a little bit more effort is, you know, it'll help you get noticed more. You know, I'm getting, the show's going to end in 1 minute. But I do believe we can go, yeah, because it's a short show today. I'm not feeling,
right.
I went out all weekend, I was out, and I'm in pain today. So I'm trying
better.
To push through it. You know, I'm sorry that the show is so short. Oh, your
That's
first
okay.
day, Annalisa.
That's
you
all
know.
Right. That's all right. I'm happy.
You know, but we're going
to
do this again next week. And one of the things I wanted to make mention of to the audience is that I will be looking for guest co-hosts in May. I'm going to try and have one every week. And I'd like for you to bring some topics that you'd like to talk about. You know, email me at Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. Email some topics you would like to talk about and if you'd like to be a guest host. Okay, we're down to about 5 seconds. I want to thank you guys for calling in. I really, really appreciate it. And we do this every week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.